"'We've unloaded a third of the Mayope already,' Sara said. "'The link was audio only, no visual. "'Your new merchant friend Kenneth Kavanagh "'has hired half a dozen space planes from other starships "'to ferry it down to the surface. "'At this rate we'll be finished by tomorrow.' "'Great news. "'I don't want to sound premature, "'but after this run is over, "'it looks like we'll be coming back here "'to finalize that arrangement we were kicking around earlier.' "'You're making progress, then?'
Absolutely.
What's Cricklay like?
Astonishing. It's enough to make a tranquility plutocrat jealous. You'd love it.
Thanks, Joshua. That really makes me feel good. He grinned and took another sip of the Norfolk tears his thoughtful host had provided.
How are you and Warlow coping with the maintenance checks?
We finished.
What?
He sat up abruptly, nearly spilling some of the precious drink. We finished. There isn't a system on board that isn't as smooth as a baby's bum.
Jesus, you must have been working your asses off.
It took us 5 hours, grand total, and most of that was spent waiting for the diagnostics programs to run. There's nothing wrong with Lady Mac, Joshua. Her performance rating is as good as the day the CAB awarded us our spaceworthiness certificate.
That's ridiculous. We were so glitch-prone after Lalonde, we were lucky to get here at all.
"'You think I don't know how to load a diagnostics program?' she asked, her voice sounding very tetchy.
"'Of course you know your job,' he said in a conciliatory tone. "'It just doesn't make a lot of sense, that's all.
"'You want me to datavise the results down to you?'
"'No, you can't anyway. "'This planet's net couldn't handle anything like that. "'What does Warlow say? "'Is Lady Mac up to a CAB inspection?'
"'We'll pass with flying colours.'
"'Okay. I'll leave it up to the pair of you what you do.
"'We'll get the inspectors up here tomorrow morning. "'Norfolk CAB office only runs Stage D checks in any case. "'Our own diagnostics are stricter than that.
"'Fine. I'll call tomorrow for an update.'
"'Sure. Bye, Joshua.' Tehama Asteroid was one of the most financially and industrially successful independent industrial settlements in the new Californian star system. A stony iron rock 28 kilometers long and 18 wide, tracing an irregular 50-day elliptical orbit within the trailing Trojan point of Yosemite, the system's largest gas giant, it had all the elements and minerals necessary to support life, barring hydrogen and nitrogen. But that deficiency was made good from a snowball-shaped, carbonaceous, chondritic asteroid, 1 kilometer wide, which had been nudged into a 50-kilometer orbit round Tehama in 2283. Since then, its shale had been mined and refined. Hydrogen was combined with oxygen to produce water, plain and simple. Nitrogen underwent more complex bonding procedures to form usable nitrates. Hydrocarbons were an essential. They were all introduced to the caverns being bored out of Tehama's metallic ore, producing a habitable biosphere capable of supporting the increasing population. By 2611 there were two major caverns inside Tehama, and its small companion had been reduced to a sable lump 250 meters wide, with a silver-white refinery station almost as large clinging to it barnacle fashion. The Villeneuve's Revenge jumped into an emergence zone 120,000 kilometers away and began its approach maneuvers. After months tending the starship's aging, failure-prone systems, Eric Sackrow was grateful for shore any time. Shipboard life was one long grind. He'd lost count of how many times he'd falsified the maintenance log so they could avoid CAB penalties and keep flying. There was no doubt about it. The Villeneuve's Revenge was operating dangerously close to the margin, both mechanically and financially. Genuine independence was proving an elusive goal. Captain Duchamp was in debt to the banks to the tune of $1.5 million fuser dollars, and charters were hard to find. Some small part of Eric felt sorry for the old boy. Commercial starflight was a viciously tough business, a tightly woven web of large cartels and monopolies that resented the very existence of independent traders. Starships, like the Villeneuve's Revenge, forced the major carrier fleets to keep their own prices down, reducing profits. They retaliated with semi-legal syndicates in an attempt to lock out small ships.
Duchamp was an excellent captain, but his business acumen was highly questionable. His crew was loyal, though, and Eric had heard enough stories of past missions to know they had few qualms about how they earned money.